哈利路亚。今天我们特别的要讲一下这个启示录第三章14-22节。
So today we are going to talk on Revelation chapter 3.
那我在这个我们这个做怎么讲呢？就是说牧者在这里讲道呢，我的一个习惯就是常常要来等候神。
So as a pastor, usually when I speak, before I speak, I usually pray about what I'm going to speak.
当我们等候神的时候呢，就是说神会来感动我们，就是说有讲什么东西。
So when we pray, God is going to put the words in our mouth.
那今天的这个经文呢，也是来鼓励大家，每一个人都懂得来等候神。
So today's verses are also going to encourage you to wait upon the Lord.
等候神不是说你一直在那里跪在那里祷告。
So it's not just like kneeling down and you know just waiting upon the Lord.
当然那也是其中的一部分。
But even though this is also part of it.
更重要的是我们的一个态度。
But more importantly is our attitude.
就是常常在主的面前就说主，我在这里。你要讲，我会听。
So your attitude should be, Lord, I'm here. If you speak, I will listen.
所以呢，就是说，养成这样一个习惯的时候呢，就是神，看着我忠心，小事情上面忠心，他就把大事托管给我。
So when you make it a habit, so when you are faithful in small things, He's going to give you bigger things.
那特别在这个末世的时候呢，神非常急切的要让每一个人都能够听见他的声音。
Especially in the end times, God wants each one of us to hear and listen to His words.
当然，听见不是说你自己听见，有时候是神通过别人在讲话。
So, like listening to the word of God is not just you know hearing from Him, but sometimes you can hear the word of God from through other people.
那比如说圣经里面呢，亚伯拉罕、摩西。像以利亚这样的人呢，就他们自己可以很清楚地听到神和他们对话。
So, for example, in the Bible, people like Moses,
Abraham,
Elijah, they can hear from God and then communicate with God.
但是大家知道，大卫是一个非常合神心意的人，就说他跟神非常的亲近，神非常的喜悦他。但是呢，圣经里面没有记载一句话他亲自听见神给他讲。
However, people like David, even though the Bible says David is a man after God's heart and he has a very good relationship with God, however, in the Bible, it never said that David was able to, you know, talk, I mean, hear the word of God directly.
那事实上他也这个能够来听见神的话，所以呢，诗篇里面好多是他的领受放在诗篇里面。
But indeed, he can hear from the Lord. For example, in the Psalms, you will see that many, many Psalms that he wrote about, you know, talking with God.
是神给他讲的。
And God speaking to him, right?
但是呢，他在这个圣经里面在做事情的时候呢，他常常是靠谁呢？靠一个是祭司，一个是先知来领受。
However, when he did things on earth, usually he will rely on the priest.And also the prophets.
那所以很有意思，对吧？他是一个很爱主的人，但是呢，神要通过先知和祭司给他讲。
So that's very interesting, right? Even though he loves God very much, however, he needs to listen to the Lord through people like the priests or the prophets.
那不仅仅是有时候，其实他在所有的时候都是在靠着祭司和先知，他自己的事情上。
Okay, so in the matter of his own things.All the time, he needs to rely on the prophets and the priests.
那这就是神讲话的方式。有的人，神知道每一个人，神也我们不知道，神为什么跟摩西就是嘴对嘴讲话？为什么跟大卫一定要通过先知和？我们不知道。
So we do not know why exactly how God talks. Why to Moses? He can talk directly, like communicate word by word with Moses. However, people like David.He speaks to David through like prophets and then the priests.
但是不管是怎么样的一种形式呢，神都要向我们讲话。
But regardless what kind of method, God still speaks to us.
这是非常重要。
So that's the most important thing.
我们的神区别于任何宗教、任何偶像的圣经里面讲讲什么呢？他说他们服侍的是亚巴偶像，就是他们的神是不能简化的。
So what is,
我们的神是可以简化的。
So the difference between our God and the idols that other people worship is that the Bible says those idols are deaf and dumb. They cannot speak.
就我们的神最主要的区别在哪？就是能简化。
So our God, what is so special about him is that he speaks to us.
但是呢，教会在好多时候呢，我们把他也当成一个偶像，就是我们只是向他讲话，不听他向我们讲话。
However, sometimes in the church we treat our God like an idol, like we're only talking to him but without listening to him.
讲到这里呢，就是说我要引述一个见证，就是说这个。萨多穆斯啊，这个印度的萨多穆斯呢，他有一次服侍一个弟兄，这个弟兄有好多的问题一直没有解决，他就说萨多，你能不能为我等候神，问问神是为什么？
I want to share about a testimony about Pastor Sadhu.
Yeah, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Sadhu. Okay. So, a person came to this pastor asking him, okay, I got all these problems. Can you pray and wait upon the Lord for me?To ask God why like things happen like that to me.
另外题外话就是说，你如果要看一些通过 YouTube 看一些这个布道家呀、先知啊，啥都是一个可以看的。就他是一个非常敬畏神的一个先知，是一个验证过的先知。
Okay, so to off topic by a little bit, but if you want to listen to sermons online.Pastor Sadhu is a very good source. He's been, you know, recognized, yeah, and proven by, you know, a lot of other pastors.
他就是好弟兄，我来为你祷告一下。
So this pastor said, "Okay, sure, I can pray for you."
在他祷告的时候呢，他在一线里面看见这个弟兄啊，就是说明天早上起来呢，其实很爱主的。他给全家人读圣经，做这个做那个，最后祝福每一个人。
So in his vision, he saw this brother is a God-loving man. So every day he woke up in the morning, he will pray and then also bless, read the Bible to his family and also, you know, pray for his family members.
而且他在一线里面看到呢，就是主耶稣也在那边听他的祷告。
And also in his vision, he saw that Jesus is also listening to his prayers.
当他祷告完以后呢，就主耶稣要讲话了。
So after he finished praying, and Jesus is about to speak,
他就说 in Jesus' name, finish the prayer, 赶紧工作了。
But instead, he said, "Okay, in Jesus' name, amen." And then he get up and then start working again.
他就说他就很吃惊，他说就说，但每一次这个弟兄呢主要讲话的时候，他就去忙了。他讲完他的话，主开始要针对他的问题，可能要讲完，他就去忙了。
So every time, like when Jesus is about to speak to him after his prayer, he got busy again, and he just without listening, he get up and go to work.
我想这是我们中间好多基督徒的状况。
I believe this is a very, you know, it's a normal phenomenon among us.
因为我们好多所教会里面的人，好祷告，祷告，我们祷告。祷告的其中一个很重要的是，我们要听他是主。也不是主。
So as a Christian, we always say, "Okay, we're gonna pray and we pray and we pray." But you know, but He is going to speak to us. He's the Lord. He speaks.
对不对？如果他是主，我们听该听还是他该听？当然，我们应该听他的。
If He is the Lord, am I supposed to want to be listening to Him, or is He the one that He's supposed to listen to us?
当然，过去好多教会呢，把这个做成一个宗教，其实那个信心对主的信心呢是不一样的。
So of course, like some of the churches in the past have made this belief into a religion, but
就是主的真实存在，他们都是怀疑的。
So even they doubt, you know, the existence of our Lord.
所以这教会是一个俱乐部，一个形式。
So sometimes a church is like a club.
为好多其他的目的来服务的。
And the church might be, you know.servicing to other purposes.
那如果神是真的，他就一定会讲话。
If God is true, He will speak.
当然，首先是通过圣经来讲。
Of course, first of all, He's going to.
那我刚才讲了，在末世的时候呢，我们听见神的话是非常非常重要的。
So as I said earlier, in the end times, be able to listen to the words of God is crucial.
在圣经里面呢，讲到两个时间的一个概念，一个叫做 Chronos, 一个叫 Kairos。 Chronos 就是英文讲的 chronological， 就是哎历史这样不断的在演变。
So just two words for time. So one's chrono meaning you know go one after another.
对，另一个就是 kairos， kairos 叫做时机。
So the other word is kairos. So you have this kairos moment, you know the right moment.
就是说。那个神所命定的时刻来到了。
So the time for God, you know, has come.
The chronos， 我们好多时候过去在生活在 chronos 里面，一切都是按部就班，这个上学，找工作，完了娶妻生子，完了养孩子，。
So usually we live this chronos life, right? So we go to school, we go get work.We got married, we got kids, and stuff like that.
读读圣经，做个好人，把孩子教育好。
So we read our Bible, try to be a good person, try to be a good parent to our kids.
就是说，都挺好，大家都挺好。
So it seems good, like everything is good.
那神给我的祝福呢，也很多，感谢主。
And then also praising the Lord that He gives us all these blessings.
Kairos moment 就是说这个神的这个就是叫做危机啊，或者叫转机来临的时候啊，那个东西就开始 turn 转了。
So the Kairos moment, when the Kairos moment came, like everything will, you know, turn around.
对，所以就是说毛泽东讲的叫质变了，先有质变，完了就量变。
So that's and chairman
mao 量变
到质
变。哦，量变，现在有量变，后来就达到质变。
So the chairman Mao said you first have this quantitative like changes, and then you will switch to what?
Quality change.
Okay.
所以危机呢，这个 kairos 就是这个叫做什么质变。
So the kairos moment will be this moment that you know.Not only you change in quality, but you in quantity, but you also change in quality.
就是好多东西的变化，它不是一个量变了，它是一个质的变化。
So the changes will not be just you know quantified, but you know it will be the whole matter will be different.
你最后发现这个我们过去生活的规律都不一样了。过去投资的时候，我不懂投资啊，那投资的时候说多少年一个周期，房市多少年一个周期，现在它不是这样了，周期不是这样了。
It seems a lot of patterns that in the past have changed. For example, investing. I don't know much about investing, but for example, we used to say there are cycles of investing, like for example, housing or stock, but nothing is like that anymore.
过去的这些政治家嘛，虽然他们讲假话，但是表面上至少他还是有道德的吧，对不对？大家也怎么样怎么？现在这表面上的道德都没了，只是 Kairos 质变了。
So for example, politicians, well, even though in the past they may do bad things, but outwardly they still, you know, act okay, right? But now even outwardly they don't seem okay anymore. So what I'm saying
is that character, no any morals.
No morals, no character, even outside. So this is the Kairos moment as well.
过去你怎么能相信一个人元首说的话今天变明天变，不可能的。
So in the past it's very
至少表面上我是元首啊，一句话说了就算了，对吧？
So in the past it's not likely that you know as a leader of a country you know to change their words you know like today I'm saying this tomorrow I'm saying something different it never happened in the past but now they is happening.
那所以在这些动荡里面呢，我们的好多地方时候都。过去的方法都不能用了。
So in this kind of tribulations, you know, the method, you know, the ways of your life will not work anymore.
那其实呢，过去就是在我们平静的这个日期里面，也是我们需要求神来的智慧。但是相对来讲呢，我们如果按照那个基本的一些教导呢，也很生活，将来也去天堂，都挺好，也没有什么战争，都挺好。
So for the our life before, you know, if we read the Bible, do whatever he's asking us to do, it seems, you know, our life supposed to go very smoothly, you know, everything should be good, we're going back to heaven and stuff.
但现在你发现了好多东西那个试炼的来临啊，不是你所能够想象的。
However, nowadays you will see the tribulation, you know, the
trials.
Trials that comes to you that, you know, sometimes it's not, you are not able to bear it. 是这样说吗？
是。
Okay.
那所以呢，我们就要来更加来练习呢，我们争的刺，每一步就像最后那个歌唱的，我们要每一步都要跟主来同行，主是我们的朋友。
So we have to, you know, put into practice so that just as the worship song that we just sang, we need to, you know, we need him to guide our each steps.
我就记得很清楚，在多年前，多年前有一个2006年嘛，那次在印尼那次大海啸的时候。
So I remember back in 2006, the tsunami that hit Indonesia.
那有一个牧师呢，就是他就是当时圣灵感动，他要召聚他的教会到山上去祷告。
So I remember there's a pastor, you know, during the tsunami, before the tsunami, he has this thing in his heart, so he gathered all the church members, they went up to a mountain to pray.
所以当时他就很吃惊，因为他本来可能有很大很多的在海边的活动，但是到就到山上去活动。
So he was shocked afterwards because they were supposed, you know, there are many activities that are done near the lower, on the beach, however, they went up to the mountain that day.
所以就是神呢，就是说通过不同的方式讲话，就是要让他这些人要得救。
So God is speaking, you know, in different ways because He wants to save this group of people.
感谢主，这个牧师就是他对圣灵是敏锐的。
So praise the Lord, he was this pastor was very sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我先感谢主啊，也是这教会的弟兄姐妹也是愿意顺服的。
So I want to praise you, praise God that, you know, as a brother and sister in the church also was obeying to the leader of the church.
不然的话说我们就要去海边，为什么一定要去山上？对。
Otherwise they may say, why do we go up to the mountain? Why don't we just go to the beach? Right?
感谢主。所以就是说这个我们能听的耳受教的心是非常重要的。
So it's very important to have a listening ear and an obeying heart.
那今天我们要特别讲到这个老底嘉的教会。
So today we're going to emphasize on the Church of Laodicea. Laodicea.
Laodicea.
Laodicea.
那这个教会呢，就是我们温哥华的教会。
So this church is our Vancouver church.
因为我们温哥华呢，在全世界肯定是温哥华的华人都在那20%的富人里面。
So because.什么意思？但是
人家说有什么82定律嘛啊，80%的财富掌握在20%的人。我相信温哥华的人就是那个20%的人里面。
So you know the 80-20 you know rules, right? So 20% of the population owns the 80% of the wealth of the earth. I believe 20% out of those 20% are living in Vancouver.
We belong to that 20%.
Oh, we belong to the 20%, the rich.
那这个老底嘉教会呢，这讲的特别就是一个很富有的一个教会。
So, the church in Laodicea is a very rich church.
那它这也是圣经里面启示录里面记载的七个教会里面最后一个教会。
And this is also in Revelation, the seventh church. This is the last church that Jesus was speaking to.
那有人就解经呢，说这个可能就是因为是最后一个，可能就是末世，也许有道理。
So people, some people say because this is the last church that's mentioned in Revelation, this may represent the end time churches.
感谢主，我们是不是感谢主？我们温哥华的教会在写在圣经里面。
Do we want to praise the Lord that you know our Vancouver churches are also written in the Bible?
来，我们来看看这个这个教会呢，神怎么给他讲话。
So we'll see what God says to this church.
那我来读中文，安娜来读英文。
Okay, Pastor Bing.
14节
Chinese.
To the angel, 你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那位阿门的为诚信真实见证的在神创造万物之上为元首的说
To the church the to the angel of the church in Laodicea writes, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot, nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
你既若温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、痴神的。
You say I'm rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火亮的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich. The white cloth, a cloth to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so that you can see.
凡我所痛爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就是我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一棒。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. So just as I was victorious and sat down with my father on his throne.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，方有耳听的就应当听。
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这个老底嘉教会呢，坐落在就是今天土耳其那个地方，它是有非常特别的地方。
So the church in Laodicea is now the nowadays Turkey. It's a very special location that this church is located.
那个当时老底嘉呢有什么特点呢？就是说它第一个那个整个的地方是很富有的。
So for Laodicea, the whole area is very rich.
他们出名的有三个地方，三个。第一个，它的银行系统非常发达。在主的时代，银行系统就非常发达。
So three things are quite famous in that area. First of all, it's a banking system. Back in the days, it was quite famous in this area.
第二个，它的是医疗的学校。
And also the health system, the school system.
它特别那个地方就出一种眼药，是很出名的。
And especially this special medication for eye, a salve for the eye, it was quite famous in that area.
还有呢，它的纺织业也很发达。
And also the textile industry was also very advanced.
但是那个地方呢，就是饮用水啊，这是我查考说的，饮用水的这方面呢是有一些问题缺乏。
However, according to my research, they do have problem with water, like drinking water.
就是这也是很有意思，就是说主耶稣呢。讲这个老底嘉教会的时候，你发现他发达的这些地方，就是他认为他什么都有的地方。一个是银行系统，对吧？财富，另一个是医疗，对不对？还有一个呢，就是衣服啊。那时候就是释放疮衣嘛。还有什么？
So very interesting. You know, the things that God have mentioned are the things they think they have the most. You know, for example, the banking system, the wealth, right? And then the health system. You know, the eye self.Right, they think they have it, and also the textile. They think they have some clothes to wear.
大家，我们在这个读这个经文的时候呢，我们有时候我们可以把我们自己放在外面来，客观的来读这个，好像在看别人。有时候我们要把我们自己放在里面，说主啊，你在向我讲话。
So when we read the Bible, sometimes we have to look at it as a people from the outside of the perspective.But sometimes we also need to read the Bible as if God is speaking directly to us.
那就是读是非常重要的。有时候我们在站在外面看，有时候我们要在里面说：“主啊，谢谢你向我讲话。”
So both perspectives are important. You know, we need to look from the outside as an outsider, also you know looking this verse as an insider, you know, like what God says to us.
那有时候我们读到这样的经文的时候，有时候我们就是有点害怕。哎呦，我就是那个妇人啊，是不是说要把我吐出去啊？
Sometimes when you read about this, you might be scared, like, oh, I am that rich person. Are you going to spit me out?
那其实最主要的我们要知道，就是我们在主的爱里面，他说主所爱的，他就要管教。主所爱的，是我们是因为耶稣基督宝血赎来的他的儿女，在这样一个位置上面，我们来听我们父亲向我们讲话。
But most important of all is to listen to the word of God as knowing that I am the one that He loves, because He says, "Those who I love, I will rebuke and discipline."
所以当就是说我们要来提醒我们自己，我们是我们的父亲所爱的，我们的父神所爱的。
So we need to remind ourselves that I am been loved by my father.
我想我们好多父母和孩子互动的时候呢，如果孩子明确知道父母爱他的话呢，他听话的方式是不一样的。有时候他觉得父亲不爱的时候呢，他就开始不听了。
You know, as a parent, like parent and child-children relationship, you know that, you know, if a child knows that you love him, okay, so the way he responds to your discipline will be different. He will listen.
对，所以我们教会里面呢，我们要后面有很多的祷告，我们来的人都要听话，就听神的话，怎么听很重要。因为有时候他就仇敌会把一个错误的观念放在里面，就是神不爱你，对吧？神不喜欢你，那就是仇敌的声音。
So as a church, we need to know very clearly. You know, sometimes enemy will put lies in our ears, telling us that God doesn't love you, you don't deserve it. But we need to know that these are the lies.
所以我们在这个读圣经的时候呢，就说就是一个健康的心态，说主啊，谢谢你，你是我的父亲，你是爱我的。
So as we read the Bible, we need to have this healthy, you know, like a perspective, knowing that God loves us. You know, God, you love me, and
那当然就是说不同的弟兄姐妹可能有不同的背景，所以我们一起要来彼此鼓励啊，彼此撑拉，来建立这样一个信心。
So even though we may have different backgrounds, you know, but as brothers and sisters, we need to, you know, help each other to walk this walk.
所以我们需要彼此。
That's why we need each other.
为什么很重要？像我呢，我小时候我爸爸给我一个很好的一个印象，就他非常爱我，我知道他爱我，他也非常的严格。他的严肃和纠正我都能接受，因为他非常爱我，我非常清楚。
For example, that I grew up with a very good dad, so I know that he loves me, even though he's been very firm or like very firm with me, but I know that he loves me, and then I listen to his instructions.
但是有的人呢，就是说他听到这个父亲啊，我曾经帮助一个十几岁的孩子，这个我一见到父亲，爸爸。上帝就是父亲，他是什么反应啊？他说我要跑，我要跑。
But I also have helped a teenage boy. You know, like when I try to explain to him that you know, God is our father. So as soon as he hear that he's the father, he wants to run away.
因为后来我才知道，他是他爸爸妈妈离婚的时候把他赶出来，就是父亲就是把我赶出门的那一个。
Because later on, I found out that, you know, when their parents were having a divorce, the dad, you know, like, cast him out. So for him, a father means a person who will cast him out, you know.
那所以为什么我们就说需要各样的恩赐，圣灵的工作呢？让我们每一个人要得医治，有一个健康的一个心态去来接受神的话语。
That's why we need all kinds of giftings, you know, and revelations, so that we can help each other, so that all of us can be, you know, healthy, you know, inwardly to receive the love of God.
所以今天呢，我就是相信我们弟兄姐妹都是健康的心态。
So I believe that all of us are healthy.
今天我们要来健康的心态接受父亲向老弟在教会讲的话。
We need to have this right attitude, you know, to receive in order to receive the word for the Church of Laodicea.
Hallelujah. 大家准备好了啊
？So are you guys ready?
对对对。那第一句话呢？主说什么？我是那个阿门，阿门的为诚实、诚信、真实做见证的啊。
So here it says, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness."
一见到阿门，就是说，就是这样的。
So when we say, yeah. So when we say amen means that, you know, this is the way it is.
那主耶稣呢，在向其他的六个教会，这七个教会启示的时候呢，对不同的方式来启示，不同的方式来启示。
So when God speaks to the other churches, He speaks in different ways.
因为他知道每一个教会的状况。
Because He knows each condition of the church.
所以今天生主线你们弟兄姐妹显现的时候，好多时候是不同的方式来显现。
So that's why when you see God, God usually will appear to you in a different individual ways.
所以你发现呢，主对这个人显现他这样，那个人显现，你不要觉得惊奇。
So if God speaks to this person this way and speaks to you the other way.Don't be surprised.
但是呢，他向老底家教会显现的，就说这是为阿门的，就是说了算话，就是这样的。我跟你讲的就是这样。
So when he speaks to Laodicea, he said these are the words of the Amen. So Amen, like whatever I say, it is done, and this is the way I speak.
Hallelujah. 就是这是诚实信，是为诚信真实做见证的，为阿门的那一位在跟你讲话。
So it's the one that is faithful and the true witness, and then the words of the Amen.
就是你要仔细的听。
So meaning you have to pay attention.
你知道好多时候有钱的人啊，他讲话不听的。我老看着Amen，就是有钱的。
You know, a lot of rich people, they don't listen to you, right? And he's looking at me, you know.
所以神说你要仔细的听。
So God says you have to listen carefully.
那主说什么呢？他说你呀，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So this is what he said. He said, I know your deeds that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
这里讲到这个不冷不热呢，就是说在中东那个地方啊，特别在老底下土耳其那个附近呢，有一个很出名的温泉，就是热水啊，就是它有医疗的作用，热水有医疗的作用，冷水呢是解渴。中东的人不喝温水。冷水啊，那个沙漠里面走了以后喝冷水，觉得舒服的不得了。他不喝温水的。
Okay, so speaking of the lukewarm water, like in Laodicea, there is a hot spring in this area. So usually you will have hot water or the cold water because in the Middle East it's very hot. So cold water is for you to, you know, when you're thirsty, you drink cold water. You don't, nobody drinks lukewarm water.
这个温泉的这个热水呢，那个地方现在很有，就是很著名的，就是它有医疗的作用。
And also the hot spring in that area is very famous, and it still exists today as well. It has this healing power or healing, things.
所以那个温水热水呢，就来带医疗，在属灵上来讲就提供医疗。
So in a spiritual perspective, hot water represents a healing power.
那这个冷水呢，让人解渴，让人舒畅，为疲乏的人预备的。
And this cold water is, you know, make you, to quench your thirst, you know, to help you get better.
就是说，这个教会的行为呢，既不能医治别人，也不能让疲乏的人得以安慰。
Okay, so the, meaning this church neither they can heal, like provide healing power to other people, nor they can quench the thirst.
你知道，其实很多的人来到教会，他们是寻求医治的，有各种各样的问题需要被医治，被神来医治。
You know, a lot of people come to church because they want to get healed, right? They have a lot of problems in their life. They need, you know, someone to come and help them to get healed.
或者弟兄姐妹，包括外面人来了以后，他觉得他累了，他要重新得力。
Or you know, when people come to our church, they felt tired and weary. They want to, you know, regain their strength.
那教会应该起到这两方面的作用。
So as a church, these are the two, you know, purpose that we supposed to achieve.
所以老底家的教会呢，这两方面，就是人需要的，他都不能提供。
However, to the church of Laodicea, they cannot provide both of these functions.
那所以主就说是我要把你吐出去，吐出去。那个原文里面就是呕出去 ，vomit.
Okay. So that's what Bible says, I want to spit you out. So in the original text means I want to vomit, you know, I want to throw up, you know, through you.
就是那个得了胃病啊。
Just like as you having stomach problem, you know, you are vomiting it out.
这是对主来说，这是一个非常严肃的一个问题，就是说这个教会我非常不喜欢。
So it's a very serious thing, meaning that the God is not very happy with his church. It's not happy.
他说冷也可以，热也可以，对吧？冷了有冷的处理的办法，热了有热的办法。这个温的不喜欢。
So either you should be cold.Or you should be hot, but lukewarm, no.
所以教会好多时候来的人，有的人他要么给你争论，他就说神不存在，跟你打架都很好，哈利路亚。
So same as a church, if someone come and argue about God,
hot.
You know, like God doesn't exist. You know, if he argues with you, that's good because he's hot.
那有的人呢，他就可能就说，我心都凉了。我家里没人爱我，对吧？他都来了，那也很好。他需要神。
Or people come and says, "Oh, no one loves me. You know, my heart is cold. You know, stuff like that." That's also good because he has a need.
但是如果一个地方你发现人家就说 "Everything is good," oh yeah, I said God loves you. Oh, it's good for you. It's good for you. I don't need.
But if you come to a place.You know, people 说中文了，就是说啊，我都挺好，生意挺好，我也都挺好。
我都挺好吗？我什么都有啊。
I'm pretty good. I have everything.
他也不跟你争论。
And he doesn't argue with you about God.
你认为神存在就存在，你认为不存在就不存在。
And he will say, okay, if you think God exists, then good. He exists. If you think he doesn't, oh, good as well. Like he doesn't exist.
我不需要。
I don't need it.
我天天吃健康食品。
I eat healthy food.
一天打3次保龄球。
I exercise 3 times a day, like bowling 3 times a day.
哇。周末去钓鱼。
Weekend I go fishing.
哇，完了也这个一年坐八次这个游轮。
I go on cruise 8 times a year.
新鲜空气。都有。
Fresh air, everything I got, I have it.
世界上您要看的我都看过。
Everything that you need to see in the world, I have seen it.
那这里就说是你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，他就觉得很满足，不缺。
And he, you said I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.
就是好多人就是认为，就是来到底下，因为他有财富，他有好多的方法，就是温哥华的教，我们有医疗，加拿大最好的医疗系统啊，哦。我们那个健康食品啊，我们有什么？有什么杰斯 New Skin， 还有这个叫什么？很多的 ，Manatech， 还有好多好多种的，对吧？好多的，你看我温哥华的人不吃那些什么他们国内来的这种什么有添加成分的那种东西，我们都不吃的。温哥华的人很牛的。
So, church,
其实健康的。
So this is like our church in Vancouver, right? We are rich, and then we have the best health system in probably in Canada. We eat health, very healthy food. You know, we have all this kind of supplement companies that provide good supplement medication. You know, like we do not eat things, you know, that have additives, you know, or other stuff. So we've been very good, right? Everything is good with us.
吃牛奶是买有机的牛奶。
We drink milk, we drink organic only, you know.
吃猪肉也是有机的猪肉。
Yeah, organic pork.
都不缺。
So we don't need anything.
但是主怎么说呢？他说：“你不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、下贱之身的。
How,
你不知道。
However, God says you do not know that you are the one that you are rich.Pitfall, poor, blind, and naked.
那这个主的意思呢？不要把这个经文看成是神不喜欢富有的人，不是这个意思。
So do not think this verse means that God doesn't like rich people. It's not like that.
你知道在历史上啊，好多次的大复兴都是富人开始的。
You know, in the history, many times the revival came because of people who have wealth, because of some rich people.
在十八世纪要讲一下，就一个人叫做青村多夫 ，Zinzendorf。
Zinzendorf. So there's 18th century. There's a person called Zinzendorf.
对，但是这个摩利维亚这个运动呢，好多人在捷克好多地方受到迫害以后呢。就到德国去呢，他就收留他们，他有一个农庄，收留了好多这个摩利维亚的弟兄。
摩利维亚什么？
Moravians。
Moravians. Okay, so there was a movement in this country, Moravians.
Moravians.
So anyway, so they moved from Czech Republic to German. So this person in Germany, in Germany has a farm, and he received many of these refugees.
他当时庇护了很多这种摩利维亚的弟兄。
So he gave shelter to a lot of these people.
而且他教导他们。
And he also teach them.
把一个宣教的意向给他们。
Give them this vision of mission.
在一起祷告。
So and they pray with them together.
所以那个后来引起摩利维亚弟兄的大复兴。
So because of him, there is a revival in Moravian.
Moravians.
Moravians revival.
那甚至后来就来到新大陆，来到北美。
So later on, it also came to North America. This revival.
那这个青村多夫他就是一个很富裕的。
So this person Zinzendorf, he was a rich person.
他很爱主。
He loves God.
在历史上，教会的历史上，他是非常重要的一个角色。
So in the history of our faith, he's a very important.
所以这里讲的不是说是针对这个富有不富有。
So the emphasis here is not whether you are rich or not.
那老底嘉教会的问题出在哪里了呢
？So what is the problem with this church?
你说我是富足，已经发了财一样的，不就是他说他自己说？
Okay, you said I am rich. I have acquired wealth, and I do not need a thing because. You said that.
却不知道。
However, you do not know.
你是贫穷下贱。
You are
吃剩的。
You are pitiful, poor.
问题出在呢，他自己认为他很富有，什么都不缺。
So the problem is that they thought they were rich. They don't need anything.
他却不知道他是贫穷下贱困苦的。
However, they did not realize they are pitiful, poor, and blind naked.
一个是他认为。他很有富足，另一个他不知道他贫穷。
So,
这一个是认为，一个是不知道。
So first of all, he thinks he's rich, and also he says he did not realize that he's actually poor.
那当然，对于一个富有的人，你让他认为他不富有，不容易吧？是不是
But maybe to a rich person, like you know, if you tell him that he's not rich, it's pretty hard for him to realize that, right?
但是呢？信主的人，我们主把这样一个真理放在我们的里面，我们会知道什么叫做真正的富足。
But as a believer, God is also He's going to give us the truth so that we'll know exactly whether we are rich or not.
那当我们这个属灵的眼睛看不见的时候，我们就出了大问题。
If our spiritual eyes are blind, then there is a problem.
在路加福音记载了一个比喻，就是有一个财主呢，他就把这个。好多的粮食把这厂房盖大了，又盖更多。就说我灵魂呐、啊，我有很多的东西，你可以安逸来享受好多年。
So, in the book of Luke, there's a rich person. He has built a big, like a storehouse to store all his wheat and his harvest, and telling himself that, okay, my soul, you can now enjoy everything. So I, because I have all of the things.
那个圣经里面记载呢，说这无知的人呢、啊，今夜我就拿走你的灵魂，你寄存的归谁呢？归谁呢
？But the Bible later says, "You foolish person, today I'm going to acquire your soul. So what do you do with all the wealth that you have stored?"
那问题就是他认为他什么都很不缺，说主说我今夜就要拿走你的灵魂，你寄存的归谁呢
？So he thought he lacked nothing.But God says, tonight, you are going to die. Like, what do you do with the wealth that you have stored for yourself?
问题不在于他寄存那么多的，而是他认为他要依靠那些，就他的灵魂就可以丰盛。灵魂在神的手里。
So the problem is not because of his wealth, but because he relied on his wealth. You know, he thought that his life can be dependent on the wealth. But God says, "He tonight, you are the tonight is your last day."
我想我们中间大部分的人都明白，就是说财富啊，并不能真正给人带来幸福和快乐。
But
虽然我需要财富。
But all of us know, even though we need to have money, but money alone cannot bring all the happiness.
那这里讲到呢，这个老底家的教会说你是，你真实的情况是困苦的、可怜的、贫穷的、下贱的、吃生的。
So for the Laodicea, he says that you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
那困苦呢，就是英文讲的话，就是 wretched, miserable, distressed.
So wicked also means miserable.
就说你是很悲惨的一个境地，你知道不知道啊？
So meaning that you are actually in a very bad situation. Do you know that?
我们现在好多时候我们工作赚钱，到时候有时候我们能够静下心来想一想，非常重要。我们真的富足吗？
So sometimes we need to wind down, you know, and really reflect: Are we truly, you know, satisfied or happy?
多年前教会有一个年轻人。
Many years ago, there's a young man in church.
问他说：“你现在你爸爸供你这边读书，好好读书啊。”
So we were asking him, since your parents are supporting you, you know, here, you should, you know, focus on your education.
他对读书没有一点兴趣。他说，我看到周围的人读书都是为了赚钱，我已经有钱了，我读书干嘛？
and he said, you know, I see everybody trying to get an education because they want to make a living. But I already have all the money. Like, why do I need to go through education?
他说的对不对啊？是不是很对呀、啊、
Do you think it's right for him to say that? Very,
好像是挺对嘛，对不对、啊、
It seems correct, right?
Right, 对不对
Is that right?
但是你想想呢，当他有这样一个态度，几十年下来以后，他会怎么样？
But just imagine, because he has this attitude in life, after maybe 10, 20, 30 years, what do you think will happen to him?
那我好多时候给一些年轻人讲，我说你呀、啊你爱主要学本事，不学本事，将来找你的那个女孩子只看你的钱，又不看你的人，很简单嘛，对不对
？So that's why I say to many young people, you know, you have to, you know, get an education, you know, get some, you know, ability, you know, to support yourself. Otherwise, when you are getting a girl, the girl is only after your money, right?
因为他非常清楚你有钱，所以他冲着你的钱来。他也非常清楚你是一个笨蛋，哪一天肯定不要这个笨蛋。
Because the
very simple.
Because the woman knows that you are rich and you are also dumb.
I get your richness and throw away the dumb.
拿到你的钱，我就把你甩了。
那这就是那个你自以为富足呢，最后其实是 wretched。就说你非常的困苦。
So even though you think you are rich, but you are wretched, you are, you know, poor.
那可怜就是有需要人去怜悯。
Yeah.
You need to be mercy.
Yeah. So pitiful means that you know you need someone to show you the mercy.
啊，贫穷，你真的是富裕？你里面有东西吗
？So you're poor, right? You don't have anything.
瞎眼就是眼睛看不见。
And you are blind, you cannot see.
眼睛看不见真实的东西。
You don't see what is the truth.
赤身就是你羞耻随时都可以露出来。
Naked means that you're exposing your shamefulness, you know.
那所以这些东西呢，并不是因为这个人富有，而是他的态度，认为他的钱财、他的富有，就他就满足了，满足于这些东西。
So the problem is this person or this church is that not because of his wealth, but his attitude about, you know, relying on the money that he has.
所以我们今天呢，我们意识到这个问题是非常重要的。我们不管是贫穷富足，我们要意识到，我们不能以这个为满足。
So today we need to, you know, recognize that, you know, whether we are rich or poor, we need to know that we cannot satisfy our money alone.
这也不是我们追求的真正的目标。
And this is not what we're supposed to pursue.
因为圣经上讲呢，就是主说是你寻求我的国和我的义，其他的需要的我会加给你。
Because the Bible says, if you seek my kingdom and my righteousness, everything else will be added on.
包括你需要的财富。
Including the wealth that you seek.
那所以呢，主就说你要知道你真实的状况。
God says you need to realize the true condition that you are in.
所以主说呢，我劝你要向我买火亮的金子，叫你真正的富足；又穿上买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身的羞耻不露出；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
So that's why he, Bible says, I counsel you to buy from me the gold to refine, buy from me gold refined in fire, so that you can become rich, and the white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and to put stuff on your eyes, so that you can see.
你就发现我们的神非常特别，
你
就知道圣经是神的话。我们的这个主啊，他说我劝你。
So you know, God is a very special God. He says, I counsel you. You know, I advise you.
我们的中国人的父母就是
I order you.
你一定要学钢琴。孩子说我不学钢琴，一定要学钢琴。不学我要把你送去学钢琴。
But as a Chinese parent, we don't say, I counsel you, I order you. You have to go to piano lesson. If you don't want to learn piano, you have to.
因为我们的天父啊，他非常了解，给我们的自由也非常尊重人。
Our Heavenly Father, because he knows us, you know, he respects our decisions.
你其实从创世纪开始跟亚当夏娃去触动就是这样。说亚当你在哪里？他不知道他在哪里吗？对吧
？So from Genesis all the way, you will see the you know the interaction between God and Adam and Eve. You know that he respect them. He said, "Okay, Adam, where are you?" Of course, he knows where he is, right?
所以今天好多人也挑战说，上帝向我显现了，上帝打雷啊，他不闪电也不打雷，因为他是很 gentleman， 你不听他就不讲了。
So sometimes people ask God, show me yourself, you know, show me the thunder and the lightning. But God is not going to do that, you know, because he's a gentle God. If you doesn't believe it, he won't show it to you.
那圣经里面如果是闪电打雷的时候，就是你该死的时候。
The Bible says if the time for thunder and lightning is probably the time for you to go to die.
所以上帝因着他的爱呢，就是说他是很，这是劝你。劝你。
So because God's love, he, you know, he's advising you, you know.
嗯，所以我们知道我们的神呢，就是他把这些东西摆在这里，要听还是不听，你要选择。
So God has laid all these things in front of us, you know, to whether you listen or not is your decision.
劝你做什么呢？第一个要买活亮的金子，叫你富足；第二个呢，穿上白衣。买白衣穿上，叫你赤身羞耻不露出。第三个呢，买眼药擦你的眼睛。
So what does he advise us to buy? First of all, the gold that is refined in the fire, so that you can become rich. The second thing is the clothes that you can wear, so that you can cover your nakedness. And then the third is the salve that put on your eyes, so that you can see.
这三个这个金子、衣服和眼药，就是他们老底家。最后，最引以为骄傲的地方。
So these things, the wealth, you know, the clothes, and then the eyesight are the three things that the Laodiceans are boasting about.
但是神说你要买真正的。
But God said you have to get the true ones, buy the true ones.
他说你要买，向我买。
He says you have to buy from me.
我要往弟兄姐妹，不是神的恩典都是白白喝吗？刚才唱的那个歌，生命瓶的水我们白白来喝，对不对呀？为什么这要买呀？
So this is a question I have for you. Isn't that everything is free? Like blessings are free? Like we sang in the song that, you know, it's a free water, free living water. How come you have to buy it from here?
大家来回答一下，为什么要买？
Why do you need
要向神买？
Why do you need to buy?
为什么要买？
Why?
白白的嘛，你就要就行了，神给你。
You need to sacrifice something
in order to get. 就是要来牺牲一些东西才能得到。还有什么别的
？What else？
要经历试炼，我的试炼。
经历所获的试炼，经历一些试炼。
So you have to go through trials.
Give up your trying, give up your bad choices to give things up to get the good stuff.
对，就是需要来牺牲时间，牺牲很多其他的东西来得到真正 谢谢两个姐妹讲的。
是需要花钱的，是需要花费的。
Yeah, nice, 需要花钱。You need to spend the money. You need to
pay the price.
Pay the price. 对，就是大家基本来讲，就是要来付出，要来付代价。
So basically, it means that we need to pay the price for it.
那不是神的东西都白白的吗？为什么要付代价
？Isn't that everything from Him is free? Like, why do I need to pay the price?
是白白的，但是还要付代价。
Yes, it is free, but still we need to pay the price.
因为我们生命里好多东西。必须要放下。你放下的时候，你觉得你在付代价，很痛苦的。
Because there are things in your life you need to lay it down. Because when you lay it down, it's hard, it's painful for you. But this is the way that you pay the price.
最后，你所有的代价付完，得到神的东西，你就发现它是白白的。
So,
你什么代价也没付，你付的只是丢掉了你一些不该有的东西。
So when you actually paid, you think you paid the price, you realize, oh yeah, it is true. God's blessings are free.
Well, on this earth, a lot of things are unattainable to a lot of people. Like, I've never been rich. So there's a lot of things I'll never buy. But he makes it easy. It's so easy. Each person can acquire his free gifts. And it's not hard. You can find out from pastor or pray about it. But whatever it is that you can give,God makes it easy. There's something you can give so that you can receive. Everybody can do it. It's for everybody.
就是神把这些东西都做得比较容易。其实你当你付的点一点的代价的时候，你就会神就会你就会得到。感谢 ，Thank you. You are also rich. You are Vancouver. People in Vancouver is rich.
You are Vancouver, right?
Don't think you are poor.
You're the top 20%.
Okay, so, yeah, 所以我们必须要付好多东西都要付代价。
So we need to pay the price.
我们要跟神有这个亲密的关系是要付代价。
If you want to get this intimate relationship with God, you need to pay the price.
圣经上讲呢，他说天国是那些努力的人才进去。
So Bible says, heaven are prepared for those people who you know.Try very hard.
他说被招的人很多，但是选上的人少。
It says, many are called, but few are chosen.
所以这个路上就是你要付代价，就是自己把好多东西是要放下的。
So on this wall, there are prices for you to pay. You know, you have to lay it down.
大家今天来星期天来教会是要付一些代价。
So to be able to come to church on Sunday, you need to pay a price.
就是在你好多人认为是在付代价。
So too many people they think they made the sacrifice in order to come.
那有的人需要来这么来进食祷告，要付代价。
So some people you may be fasting and praying, you know, like you need to pay the price, right?
对，好多时候神要把你的一些引以为骄傲的东西要拿走，是要付代价。
Sometimes God is going to take away something that you are very proud about. You know, those are the prices you have to pay.
我记得多年前有一个姐妹，她就为她的先生祷告。她先生很富有，祷告说希望信主啊，不要错过永生啊，对不对？她那么富有，但是她也祷告祷告。
So I remember many years ago, that there's a wife was praying for her husband. Her husband was a rich man.So she was praying for him so that you know he will become a believer, so he doesn't you know lose the eternity.
结果有一次我请了一个姐妹，她是有这个先知恩赐的来服侍对我们服侍，她就给这个姐妹发预言。她说你的先生呢，神说他会让他得一场大病，他死不了，他的财富也会没有了，但是他会得救。
so
during, 要还是不要
so during a prayer meeting so a prophet a woman with vision who can see in a vision came and then this woman told her that in the vision she saw the husband is going to go through a some kind of sickness and he's also going to lose all his wealth however during that process the husband will you know become a believerSo, as a Christian, do you want that?
do you want that? 姐妹，我不知道怎么祷告了。
So that woman, the sister, doesn't know how to pray anymore.
但是其实神不是要拿走我们的这些所有的东西，如果我们愿意啊，就是说愿意来听的话。
But if you truly want to listen to God, He doesn't want to take away your wealth. You know?
而且神呢，即使拿走，他也会给你。为什么？是你所需要的，你真需要的都会给你。
But even if He takes it away, He is also going to supply you with all your needs.
所以呢，这个时候对那个当事人来讲，当时就是在付代价。
So to that person, you know, she is paying the price.
所以为什么好多人啊，在外面好多人他选择信佛教，信那个，他不信基督教，他里面就是他不愿意放弃他喜欢的东西。
So, some people may chose Buddhism or other gods and doesn't want to come to Christian, doesn't want to become Christian because in their heart they don't want to pay the price. They want to do whatever things that they like.
那但是另一方面讲呢，生命不改变的话，你的生命就是原来的生命，你不适合在天堂里面，很简单。
Or other words,
没有那个量质变。
Or in other words, if you don't want to make any changes in your life, you will be just going onwards with your life in the same way. There's no room for you in heaven, like because you are not fitted to go to heaven. There's no, 质变，没有
质变
quantitative changes.
所以我们的信主是一个质变，是脱胎换骨的一个质变。我们是 born again, 是 reborn.
So that's why as a believers, we are born
是重生
again. So we have been reborn.
我们不是修修补补。
We are not being, you know, sold and patched here and there.
不是我们孔夫子、释迦牟尼再、加上一个十字架。No.
It's not about, you know, Confucianism and also plus a cross. It's not like that.
是一个脱胎换骨，完全的一个重生。
So it's a fundamental changes in our life.
所以我们要向神买那个镜子。这就是向神，向谁买？你不要向 Elon Musk 去买，他给你的是特斯拉。向神买的时候呢，他给你真的火亮的镜子。
So that's why he says, you have to buy gold from God, from me. You should not buy gold from Elon Musk. All he can give you is a Tesla. But you buy gold from God.
将来你发现你的生命在任何地方别人都动荡荡的时候，都惧怕的时候，你发现你不惧怕。
So later on in your life, if you see other people are trembling, in fear, but you will be the one that stands firm.
别人都要做这个做那，你像大卫一样，那些人石头都要把他砸死的时候，他说我要求主。
So just like David, when people are trying to stone him to death, he said, "I am going to ask my Lord."
那是真正的一种富足。
So that is a true wealth.
而且主呢会说我会跟你一起坐席，你是我的朋友。
And here God also said that you are my friend. I'm going to sit with you.
你成为神的朋友的时候，神怎么待你
？So if you become a friend to God, what do you think God will, you know, treat you?
你是乾隆皇帝的朋友，乾隆皇帝怎么待你
？If you are the emperor's 乾隆's friend, then what do you think he will do to you?
明白吗
？Understand?
但是呢，你要成为乾隆皇帝的朋友，要付代价。
But to become an emperor's friend, you need to pay a price.
那而且叫你呢？白衣穿上，吃什么的羞耻不露出来。你知道我们好多的羞耻，将来的日子我们不小心都会露出来。
And also, you know, we need to get the white clothes to wear so that we can cover our shameful nakedness. You know, in the coming days, probably you will be showing your shameful nakedness to other people.
好多的这个牧者在一线里面，先是看到一线，将来的日子好多大的教会都震动，一个人都没了。因为你人没有个真正跟神建立这个关系，对不对？人都没了。
Mm-hmm.
那牧师也感觉到很羞耻。
And then in the vision of many prophets, they see that tribulation comes, and then many big mega churches will become nothing. So as a pastor of those churches, they will feel the shame as well, right?
还有就是说，钱财没了，那原来生活过的生活怎么今天过不了了？
So maybe you're losing your money, like all the life that you used to have, you can no longer afford it.
但是呢，当我们有主在我们的心里面的时候，我们能上也能下。
But when we have God,
凡事上都能知足，都喜乐，到哪里也喜乐。
So when we have God in our heart, we can go through mountains or valley with Him. So no matter which situation we're in, we are in, we are satisfied.
我好多时候我穿那个人家送我很多衣服，我不知道哪个是名牌。我去做装修的时候，油漆刷完了，他我儿子说这个是名牌，你怎么去刷油漆呢？
You know, like people give me a lot of clothes, right? Used clothes for me to wear. So one, because I don't recognize them, you know, I just put on whatever I have. So one time I was like doing the paint job in my house, and then my son was yelling at me, "Why are you wearing this? This is a branded T-shirt."
我好多次都是穿的是名牌去，做这个。
Many...
我平时来教会都不穿名牌，见重要人物也不穿名牌。刷油漆的时候穿名牌。
Many times when I work, you know, like I wear this good branded clothes I didn't know. So even I see when I hear in the church when I see other people, I just wear like my normal clothes because I don't recognize that.
因为对我来说，名牌不名牌都一样的。
Because to me, whether it's branded or non-branded, it's the same.
我别人穿名牌不名牌对我来说也是一样的。
So if you other people wearing a branded shirt or not, it's the same to me as well.
所以这个有人如果穿名牌来见我的话呢，白费了。不懂不懂。
If you wear very expensive clothes to come and see me, you know, you're doing this in vain because I won't recognize that anyway.
或者你很富有来见我，你也白费了。
Or if you come to see me with all the wealth you have, you know you're doing that in vain.
因为过去好多年我做牧师啊，做这个在婚姻家庭的，我发现真的是富有的人，家庭的问题很悲惨，就是那个悲惨、miserable.
So because in my ministry, I encounter many people, and then I realize that a lot of rich people, they have a lot of issues with their, you know, relationships. So they are.Just what it says is pitiful, pitiful, wicked.
所以我不羡慕的，我不羡慕。
So I do not envy them.
或者说他有个富人来，我说今天神差派他来，可能是他需要主，可能需要我辅导。
If a rich person come to me, and then I would say maybe, he needs my help. You know, maybe he needs the Lord. I need to help him.
哈利路亚！所以呢，就是要真的羞耻，那个白衣啊，主的白衣穿买来穿上。还有一个呢，要买眼药擦你的眼睛。
嗯，
那老底家的人为他们的这个医疗啊，这个眼药很自豪，但是呢，他要买真正的眼药擦亮他的眼睛。
So you need to be cover your shameful nakedness as well as put the salves on your eyes so that you can see because the Laodiceans are very proud of the medicine that they have.The health system that they have.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够看见是非常重要。
So in order to see is very crucial in our lives.
是不是我们能够看见是非常重要
？Can you see? To be able to see is very important.
所以在这个七一恩典里面讲，曾经下眼，竟能够看见。
That's why the amazing grace says that I was blind, now I can see.
我们能够看见能够听见是非常重要。
Be able to see and hear is crucial.
那讲到这里我要讲一下，我觉得我还是要讲一下。最近这个布兰登贝克斯呢，就是说那个光头的那个弟兄啊，常常领受很多，他好多次领受，最近一祷告就领受。温哥华的大地震，温哥华的大地震，成千上万人会死掉。
So Brandon Hicks, so the bolded guy on YouTube. So many times he saw a vision lately. So many times he see visions of earthquake in Vancouver. Many people will die.
在这个西海岸，美国的西海岸，包括这个温哥华。
So the West Coast, including Canada and U.S., so like the earthquake.
那我就觉得这个就是神让我们要听。我从他讲的那个态度，我知道就是神可能就是这个是非常的紧急。一般不是不紧急的话，可能不会这样连续不能，因为他好多时候为别的事情祷告，神就让他看到温哥华的大地震。
So I think it's a very
BC 的大地震。
I think it's because it's a very urgent thing in God's heart because many times he was praying for something else, he will see BC's earthquake.
感谢神，神让我们能够接着这些弟兄的领受能够听见。
So praise the Lord, we are able to hear from God from other people's insight.
而且呢，借着他也是提醒我们每一个人来到神的面前，自己要来，真的跟神的关系要对齐。
And also through him, we need to, you know, come before the Lord to realign ourselves with our God.
那就是说，在这样的这个环境里面呢，有些祷告，我们的祷告可以来改变这个地震，改变；有些是不能改变的，但是呢，我们可以得救在这里。
So through our prayer, sometimes you know we can change the trajectory of the earthquake. Sometimes we may not be able to change it, but we can keep ourselves safe during the crisis.
那有时候可能你发现就是说，神也允许一些死亡啊在我们的周围发生。但是呢，我们要确定，我们今天如果离开这个世界，我们就在主内。
And sometimes God allows death to be happening among us, but we need to be sure that even through death, God is with us.
所以我们要看见，我们要为我们的家人祷告。我们今天能够祷告，是因为我们看见。
So that
为我们的家人要祷告，让他们要得救。
So we need to be able to see. We need to be able to pray for our family members.
而且我们要祷告，我们和我们的家人、我们的亲友、我们所关系、所爱的人，在这个正确的时间出现在正确的地点。
We need to pray that you know ourselves, our family members, our friends and families. You know, we need to be at the right place at the right time.
有的人说我们要不要搬到东部去？你不是你东部去，如果神不和你同在，也会出问题的。
Some people say maybe we should move to the east, right? Yeah, but it's not about the relocation. It's because God, if God is not with you, no matter where you go, you will be in trouble.
但是神和你同在的时候，你就是安全的。
But when God is with you, you are safe.
大家记得我们的当肯弟兄啊，911的时候，零一年对吧？
没有吧？
911的时候发生的时候，他应该在那个楼上，但是他就没有去那个楼上。
Remember our brother Duncan is doing 911. He's supposed to be on the Twin Tower, but he wasn't.
因为他家呢，他家有好的六七个弟兄姐妹都是信主的，他是不信主的，那时候都为他在祷告。
Because he has six or seven other brothers and sisters, like siblings, were Christians that are praying for him. He was the one that you know he was the.
所以他后来为什么这么爱主？是因为他知道主是真实的。
So that's why he loves God because he knows God is true.
这里讲的呢，就是说。你像主这样来讲这些话的时候，我们听起来有时候很不舒服的，不冷不热，我要吐出去，对吧？你下养的，对不对？贫穷的，对不对？但是呢，他说：“方所我痛爱的，我就责备管教他。”
So even though you, when you read this Bible, you don't feel comfortable because he said you are poor, you are pitiful, I want to spit you out and stuff like that. But on the 19:19 says, "But those who I love, I rebuke and discipline."
所以非常重要，他说呢。我爱的我就责备。
So to the one I love, I will rebuke.
在有些文化里面呢，现在失去了这个父母的这个责备。
So
in 这是不对的。
So in many cultures, we lost the discipline from our parents.
我有一次有一个这个印度的一个神父啊，他其实是在个天主教的这个圣灵运动里面。一个非常出色的一个神的一个仆人，但是那时候，上个世纪七八十年代呢，天主教里面有一波圣灵的运动，好多人被圣灵充满，开始讲方言，开始高举耶稣。他这个人呢，他就讲到一句话，他说：“什么叫为父的父亲？父亲跟别人的区别就是说，父亲可以责备。”可以广教。
OK, so
他说这是唯一的区别，这是印度人看到他那个文化里面，我觉得这是其中非常重要的一部分。
OK, so there is an Indian pastor. He's actually Catholic. So back in the 70s and 80s, there were movement in the Catholic Church that they were going through revivals. So this pastor is Indian. So he said that the differences between a father is that a father can, you know.Discipline you, so maybe because his cultural background, you know, he knows, you know, as a father, you can discipline your children.
这是非常重要的，就是真正爱我们的父亲一定会责备管教。
So, but this is very important to know that, you know, a father who truly loves us will come and rebuke and discipline.
而且要让我们发热心，要悔改。
And he will also make us to be, you know, earnest and repent.
啊，后面他讲到呢，他在门外叩门，听见声音就开门的，进到他里面与他坐席，那进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And he also said, I am standing at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person and day with me.
还是那句话，神是一个，我们的神是非常的尊重我们的，他不会踹门进来。
So our God respects us. He will come and knock the door. He will not kick the door open.
这也是长话短说，这也是区别圣灵和邪灵的一个很重要的区别。以后我今天不多讲，有好多的灵的活动，以后的日子也在祷告啊，看到一些啊，圣灵有一个，他是非常的温柔，他非常的尊重的。
嗯嗯 ，This is also a crucial difference between Holy Spirit and evil spirits, but I'm not going to go into details. But it's something that you can discern because Holy Spirit is gentle.He's not going to force something, you know, to you.
他是进来，当我们愿意来打开的时候呢，他进来要和我们怎么样一同要坐席。
So if we open the door for him, he will come and sit with us.
我们要常常要，这个坐席呢，我们要回到过去啊，我们小时候，现在坐席随便都可以叫来吃吃喝喝，酒肉朋友。那时候坐席的话，那是要有一定的关系，对吧？一定的明白。你请什么样的人来坐席啊？
So even though nowadays it seems that it's very simple for you to go maybe hang out and eat with your friends, but you have to return it back in the days. You only invite very important people into your house and sit with them.
我记得最清楚的就是我们家我妈我爸为什么有时候给在很缺乏的情况下会做一桌席给人吃，是请什么人呢？请大队书记，要办事情。
I remember when I was young, in the days that when food is scarce, like in scarcity, the only reason why we will make a feast for someone to come in and eat with us is because my dad has a need, you know, to ask that person. Usually that person is the leader of the village.
当然那个可能不是神不是这样做吧，但是至少就是你觉得他太重要，对吧？他能跟你办事，对不对？你而且必须要对他很好。这是那我们小时候啊，如果要这样摆一桌宴席，那是要付代价的，家里都要付代价。
So maybe this is not what God wants, but when we were young, if we in order for us to make a feast, we need to pay the price. So usually the person who sit us with in the feast are someone that is very important.Someone that we can ask help, you know, like if we need something, like that person can provide. Usually, it's that kind of person.
所以呢，当我们愿意开门的时候呢，我们不管多么下贱、贫穷，不管怎么样，不管是不冷不热，神就会跟我们一起来坐席。主耶稣跟我们一起来坐席。
As long as you are willing to open the door, regardless if you are lukewarm or you are poor, you are naked or You don't hear from God anyway. God is going, when you open the door, he's going to come in and sit down with you.
坐席的时候代表你是他的
Meaning that he is your guest and you are his guest.
他们可以面对面的来就是摆设筵席，来 treat you well.
Meaning that you can sit together and treat each other well on the feast.
而且那个 feast 是真正要让我们得以饱足，得以满足。
And this feast are going to truly satisfy us.
那最后我们要看呢，就是说，这个得胜的呢，就是真的我们愿意敞开心得胜的呢，这个老底家教会啊的奖赏是最高的。
And also, you know, those are who are victorious. You know, this, Laodicea gets the best reward.
所以我们要感谢主，温哥华的教会奖赏是最高的。
So we need to praise the Lord. Vancouver writes, you know, churches.
当我们敞开心的时候，为什么？他说得胜的怎么样？我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
He says to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
就是我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
Just as I am victorious and sat down with my father on his.
所以，当能够胜过财富方面的这种诱惑的人呢，将来是与神有坐宝座。
So you can, if those people who can overcome the money are the ones who are going to sit with.
好多人在贫穷里面呼求主，疾病里面呼求主。你如果在你富有的时候呼求主。你要跟神做宝座。
So many people call to the Lord when they are sick, when they are poor, but in your wealth, in your richness, and if you call to Him, you are going to sit with Him on His throne.
好，大家起立，我们一起来祷告。
Let's rise and we will pray.
圣灵向教会所说的话，方有耳的就应当听。哈利路亚。
Whoever has ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church.
主耶稣，我们今天来，主啊，来到你的跟前，不管我们是什么样的状况。
Lord, we come before you, no matter what conditions we are in.
不管我们认为我们自己富有还是贫穷。
Whether we think we are rich or poor.
不管我们是认为我们已经是眼睛是开的还是眼睛是瞎的。
Whether we think we have open eyes or we have blind.
不管是我们认为我们有衣服穿还是有羞耻。
Or no matter we are in nakedness, or we think we are close.
但是主啊，我们愿意向你敞开，你叩门的时候，我们愿意让你进来，一起来坐席。
We want to open ourselves up to you, Lord. When you knock on the door, we want to open the door so that you can sit with us.
主啊，我们愿意向你买那火炼的金子。
We want to buy the gold from you that has been refined in fire.
要买白衣。
We want to buy the white clothes from you.
买眼药。
Want to buy the eye cells from you.
让我们真正的富足。
So that we can be truly rich.
真正的被遮盖。
So that we can be truly covered.
真正的能看见。
So that we can truly see.
主啊，在任何试炼的过程里，我们也相信主，你会给我们足够的恩典。
In all kinds of trials, we believe that you are going to give us your grace.
你怎么得胜，我们也靠你得胜。
Because you are victorious, we will, by your power, we will also be victorious.
Hallelujah, 我们感谢主。
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord.
我们把你的话放在心里。
And we put your heart words in our hearts.
在以后的日子，我们要这样去做。
In the coming days, we will do according to what you have said.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.